In our day and time, people will seem to believe anything. Sadder still might be the fact that they will act on these beliefs, and some will go to great extremes, including either maybe doing harm to their own bodies or even threatening to kill themselves because they believe in something so strongly. Every day we hear on the radio or possibly on the news in some way through a newspaper or magazine, maybe even the internet, we hear of many different things. And what do we usually do? We believe them all. In fact, we seem to like to believe those things that are the worst. And we will accept those things. And sometimes we will change our lifestyle. We will alter the way that we do things, or maybe even the way that we live or say things. And we will just accept these to be fact, when really we haven't considered what we should truly believe. In reference to that, I want you to think with me spiritually for a moment and consider what the Scripture says in Jesus' day. Christ told us that we needed to believe something. But if you look there in John chapter 8 and verse 24, here are the words of our Lord. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. We learn here from Jesus that some will die. Die of what? Of sin. The only way that we can get ourselves saved and out of the condition of sin is by knowing Jesus. I find it interesting here that he tells us what will happen if we choose sin, but then he says, except you know that I am He. Who is Jesus? Well, we remember what was said to us in Matthew chapter 16. It was the words of Peter there in verse 16 himself, when he proclaimed what the Father had revealed to him, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is the Christ. He's our Savior, our Messiah. He is the one who has died that we might live and be freed from sin. And so therefore, when Jesus said, you will die in your sins, he was telling them that they did not have to, for they could believe on him. Now, what did they do to believe? Well, obviously, they would respond. And that tells us belief is more than just knowing or understanding, it's acting. And certainly that takes us then to the concept of faith. We know that even in Mark 16:16, that it says, he that believeth and is baptized. You see, there we have the idea of believing in Jesus, but then a required action on that belief. That's faith. Understanding that God asks us to do things, that we believe it, and then that we will do it and we show it in fruits of our labors and our words. Do you have that type of faith? Have you acted in your lives and shown that you believe in Jesus Christ and that you're willing to do those things that He has commanded you through His Word? If not, get your life right today. Pray to God. Or even if need be, go through those things that would make you a child of God if you have not yet obeyed by confessing His name, repenting, and turning from sin, and being buried with Him in baptism.